Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
Technology. What would we do without it? And yet, no sooner do we get the latest iPhone, iPad, etc., etc., than it's already been outdated.
Whatever you want to buy, you can go online and find exactly what you're looking for. Or whatever information you need, it will be there waiting on the internet.
The post office has lost a lot of sales because it's just too easy to send an email. Today, not many people write letters and post them via snail mail. Who wants to waste that amount of time when an email arrives almost instantaneously?
Yes, but what about being blocked out of your own account because you can't remember your own password? Sometimes, for the sake of security, you need to fill in a series of questions. That's good, but pity help you if you can't recall them.
Maybe if you have a good recall, you can remember all these things. But have you ever tried to phone someone on your mobile and you discovered it's a dead spot and you can't get through? Pure frustration.
There's something else, and it's happened to me many times. In the middle of a conversation and it cuts out. Uh-oh, flat battery. Or perhaps I can't even get anything because, sure enough, I forgot to charge my phone overnight. Now, wouldn't it be awful if we faced the same difficulty whenever we needed to reach God? Yet, no matter what time of day or night, wherever we are, we have immediate access to our Father in heaven.
That's right. Whenever we need to speak to God in prayer, there are no batteries that need charging, no security questions needing answers, and no dead places without accessibility. In fact, we're told we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. How's that for a great promise?
And we have the assurance that the Lord always hears our prayers. Listen to this. Now, this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. That verse makes it clear that God is not a genie who grants our every wish. Rather, our request should be in accord with his will. After all, our Father always knows what's best for us.
My friend, life is full of uncertainty, but he has promised us his unfailing presence. Jesus is the only one we can always depend on, no matter the worst attacks of the enemy, of our souls, the awful circumstances in our lives, or our failures. But look up. Jesus is holding out his strong arm to lift you out of it. We need only call for help, and he will answer.
Did Jesus ever say that he came to save perfect people? No, he came to call us sinners to himself. We no longer have to rely on what we are, but in his life-changing power. Never feel you're not good enough to pray to God. He looks right into your heart and he knows exactly what you need.
Nowhere in the Holy Bible are we told we can only approach God through a minister of religion or a priest. We are clearly told we may approach God directly because of what Jesus has done on the cross.
To contact George and Rita, visit our new website. The address is www.communicationradio.com. That address again, www.communicationradio.com. And thank you for listening.